Hi, welcome to the award-winning gutter, your first award-winning gutter of the award, of an award-winning week, we hope, because I think there's going to be some transfers. Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson and Josh Williams. I really do, boys. I'll tell you why. Shall I tell you why, Ian Ryan? Starting off with you, I'll tell you why I think there's going to be transfers. Because of the Joe Gomez domino. The Joe Gomez domino is about to fall. Well, at Ipswich, as I was bedding in before kickoff, the news was breaking on the wires. Joycey was saying, Joe's not in the squad because he wants to think about his future ahead of the transfer deadline window breaking down, closing down, right? He was thinking about that is code in all kinds of eternal football transfer window speak for players about to be sold. Now, it hasn't happened yet, and we're now 3 days hence. But I still think it's imminent. But of course, if you believe it's imminent, you also have to believe that Liverpool would not be so stupid as to let Joe Gomez go without having a central defender in the bag. And I mean more in the bag than the Zubimendi was supposedly in the bag, super in the bag. You don't be stupid if that's not the case. So I think the Joe Gomez domino is going to start. It's going to trigger that transfer. And we'll speculate what other dominoes may fall as a result. What's your reading in of the situation?
Yeah, the Joe Gomez one now feels like it's obviously got a little bit of momentum. I think with Gomez, you can kind of understand it. I'd like to keep him because I think he covers potentially a number of issues in the squad. We know what he can do, the positions he can play. But if Liverpool try and make him part of the Anthony Gordon deal, which they did, then that's a very clear signal to him that actually the club are open to letting you go. And I think when players get that noise from the club, understandably, they're going to start considering the futures. Why wouldn't you? If you're not kind of rated as highly as you'd like to think you are, then you will consider your options. And listen, it'll be sad if Joe goes, because I think he's been a great servant. What's he done now? 9 years, 10 years, something like that. 51 games last season. Plays the majority of those games to a good standard, I'd say. Keeps himself pretty fit as well, which has always been a concern about Gomez. And I think Liverpool will be thinking about all of this. You know, if he can get good money for someone who has had a checkered past with injury, then maybe you do have to consider it. But the key is, Rob, the key is that you have to do business on the back of it, because they cannot go into a season with only three centre-halves. And I know Van der Berg's still kicking about, but at some point I think he does leave through the door as well. So it all feels a little bit okay at the minute with one game a week in August. But when you get off the other side of that international break and it suddenly becomes, you know, 2-3 games every single week, then you are going to put a lot of load on the likes of Van Dijk, who I think will benefit from just having his load managed a little bit more than he did last season.